Matt, thank you very much. Wanted to ask you about a play in the first half, Jamie's strip sack and forced fumble. It was a pretty impressive play, just from kind of watching it from the outside. I was wondering if you could kind of break down his responsibilities there and how he did when it came to executing what he was supposed to do on that play.
Well, I mean, obviously that was it was a good play in the game for that particular call. Had an opportunity to rush and get in the pocket, and take a chance there. Obviously, it was a passing play, so I had a good opportunity to get a good rush, put pressure in the middle of the pocket, get after the quarterback. Certainly, the ability of him to be able to come back and get the quarterback the second time. And get the ball off him was great. It's always what we're trying to do is trying to get the ball, trying to attack the ball, and trying to execute there. But really, it's the play like that is actually extended a little bit longer than maybe what it should have been to begin with. You got to give credit to the coverage and the whole defense as the particular play came together. So really, it was kind of a good team defensive play, good coverage, good rush, good opportunity in the middle of the pocket, and we're fortunate we came through with the play.
Hi, Matt. Just wanted to ask you about Darius Fleming. I think yesterday's game was the most he's played in his NFL career. I just wanted to get your take on what it's been like working with him this season and how he's progressed. It's really the first time he's been healthy for this extent of time.
Well, Darius is a guy we've had for a while. We've been working with and obviously like all parts of our defense and our team, when called upon, you got to obviously step up and play to the role. So I think he's done a good job of trying to learn the system, obviously being his first year here, trying to learn, understand what we're doing. He's had to learn multiple roles as a lot of guys in his position, do. If you're a guy that's, at the games, if you're going to be playing special teams and be a defensive player that, needs to be able to fill in at any call, any particular time, in any position, then there's quite an extensive a lot of learning that you have to do. So he's done a great job of that in the classroom, really works hard to try to improve, from a mental and physical standpoint, trying to really understand the techniques that we use. So I think he's working hard. I think he's trying to get better. Certainly had some opportunity yesterday to go out and do some things. And, just obviously going to go back and take a look at it and try to, improve on those things that he did do.
Good morning, Matt. If I have it right, I don't think the Patriots have given up a second-half touchdown since the Colts game back in mid-November. And I'm just curious, from your standpoint, what stands out to you, from that body of work in the second half, since that point that has contributed to that being the case?
Well, I think certainly we're trying to go out there every single snap and not let them score. So, whenever we can get that done, then we're doing our job, and when we don't, then we're not. So I think we're trying to improve as the game goes along. I think we're trying to improve every single play and get better. And I think every play as the game goes becomes more critical. I think our guys understand that, and that's something we put a point of emphasis on. So really just trying to get the execution better every time we go out on the field and trying not to let them in the end zone. That's our job. So that's our goal every single time we're out there. So it's really nothing different from the standpoint of a mentality or anything along those lines. We just got to go out and execute better. And we've been able to do that a little bit more in the second half, than barely in the first half. So.
And Matt, this is a follow-up, more specifically to a player. One play yesterday just caught my eye. It was, I think it was Tavon Wilson coming on a blitz. It was early in the game, and they might have even completed the pass. But, I remember seeing the play and thinking to myself, wow, Tavon got there pretty quick and almost thought to myself, he's taken some strides as a player maybe recently that we hadn't seen in the past. And that play sort of sparked the thought. I don't know if you know which play I'm referring to, but from a general standpoint, I'm curious what you've seen from Tavon from a growth perspective and maybe within the last month or two that maybe has propelled his game to a little bit of a higher level.
Yeah, I know exactly which player you're talking about. They completed a one under yep. route on us, where we were, you know, a little bit late on driving on the football and getting the play handled. But I mean, certainly, you know, Tavon was a good rush off the edge, but obviously not good enough. We got to get there quicker. We got to be able to play the play better, and you know, prevent them from completing that pass. But I think Tavon is another guy who, you know, works extremely hard. He's a smart guy that has to study a lot of different positions. Handle a lot of different things based on his, you know, day-to-day responsibilities. So it's good to be able to see him go out there and have an opportunity to play. But obviously, you know, like I said, there's areas there where we've got to still keep working to improve.
Matt, I just wanted to ask you about Vince Wilfork. I mean, obviously, he missed all but four games last season, and he comes back this year and plays in all 16 and quite a few snaps. And if you just maybe talk about what you've seen from him getting back to where he is today.
I think you obviously can't say enough great things about Vince Wilfork. I mean, the guy is a tremendous team player. He's a tremendous football player. He's an incredible athlete for a guy that size. And you know, you just... amazing what he's done to be able to come back and play at a high level and you know, get himself ready to go for a full NFL season. But that's the mark of a true professional. I mean, we get a lot of guys that get injured in the off season, guys that have whether it's surgeries or rehab or whatever it is, and you know, it's part of the deal of being an NFL football player. Get yourself ready to go for the full season. I don't think anybody comes back from injury trying to get ready for, you know, half the season or a couple games or one game. I think they're trying to, you know, put themselves in a good position to play, and they understand that it is a long season and they have to take care of their bodies. So he certainly does all that. Vince is, you know, he's great from off the field, on the field, the leadership in the classroom, studying opponents, you know, trying to get better every week. It's just a true testament to him as a professional and to him as a football player.
Man, I just wanted to ask, you know, obviously you guys don't know who you'll be playing in a couple of weeks, but I'm wondering how much time you'll spend looking at the offenses that you could potentially see in a couple of weeks. Especially, I think there's one of the group that you haven't seen yet this year. So how much of this week will you spend taking a look at some of those teams?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we're going to take a look at ourselves and see where we got to improve and try to get better first and foremost. We're going to try to divide our time up in a reasonable manner to make sure we have you know, our avenues covered for the potentials that lie ahead. Certainly try to clean up and improve ourselves first and then take a look at the potentials that could come and put ourselves in position to be able to handle that situation when it declares itself. So we'll kind of try to divide it all up.